law. Rule established by authority. That which is practiced by community or state. I want to reflect on some laws that I came across this week. Those of us who live here in Arizona need to know that we cannot feed pigs garbage without special permit. A permit that is to be renewed annually. However, you can feed your pig garbage if it is only for personal consumption. In Alaska, you cannot give moose beer. I kind of wonder what prompted that one. All those Alaskans treating the moose to beer, and then those drunk moose wreaking havoc over the community, they say no more of that. Not to be outdone, in Ohio, you cannot give alcohol to fish. In North Dakota, if you're operating an underground coal mine, you need to have adequate toilet paper for each and every toilet. Not to skip over Wisconsin. No butter substitutes can be fed to students, patients, or inmates. Amen. Those Wisconsinites want their real dairy. They want their butter. In North Carolina, bingo games can last only up to 5 hours. And so I wonder what the motivation is behind such laws. These are laws that state legislatures have proposed such laws. I'm assuming they've debated them and they've discussed them and they've voted on them and they're now laws. Wouldn't you like to know the stories behind them? When Paul writes to Timothy in the city of Ephesus, Paul is giving instruction for ministry to a community that's taking its first steps. A first generation community of Christians. And Paul says he is writing to address those who are desiring to be teachers of the law. And also, Paul would add, not understanding the assertions. The law is, of course, to keep order. It is to protect. To protect us from one another. Maybe to protect us from ourselves. All of us inside, deep down within somewhere, know there are those things we may be tempted to do if we would not get caught. There was a news story that came out of Kansas. A man held a couple hostage in their home while he was fleeing from authorities. After being arrested, he was suing the hostages. The claim was that they broke an oral contract with him when he promised them money for hiding him from the police. The couple who was held hostage was asking the judge to dismiss the suit to protect us from ourselves in many ways. But the law is there to point out for us that which is dangerous. And so really there's no question about the importance of law and the need for law. But there's a unique implication in regards to the law of Israel. the laws of Israel defined those who were acceptable to God. So it's not only being accepted in the community or in your local synagogue or being able to go to the temple, but acceptable in the realm of God. The law was about those who belonged. And a distinction for those who did not. The law was in place to usher in the day of God. The basis of the law is the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is a summary of the covenant promise that God gave to His people so that they could live in relationship with God and they could live in relationship with one another. But from the time of Moses, hundreds of years before, these commandments have been defined and redefined. They have been interpreted. There have been application after application after application. The number of laws expanded. And these laws were reviewed and reevaluated time after time after time. These laws were there to give order, they were there to protect, but they were also there to exclude, to identify those who belonged, those who did not. We see a similar actions when we look at our Declaration of Independence. In our Declaration of Independence, it was written, "All men are created equal." At the time of that writing, those words were interpreted to include males. Yes, men. White men. Landowners. Now, of course, the Declaration of Independence is not law. But the concept of equality in our nation has had its fits and its starts throughout the years since. Ever since the ink was dry, ever since the final signature was added, the issue of equality has been discussed and debated and wrestled with in regards to race and gender and religion. But yes, in our law, we are to view one another as to receive equal protection under the law, which is in our Constitution, in the 14th Amendment. But when it comes to equality, it has been interpreted and reviewed and reevaluated through the years and years. And hopefully we can see our history then of attempts to continue to include those who were excluded. A young girl was at the dry erase board. I learned today that our schools have dry erase boards. Chalkboards are no longer. No more erasers. At the dry erase board, and there she was doing math, and on the board was written 2 plus 2 equals. This young girl looked at that, and under she wrote, "It depends." The teacher saw this response and scolded the young girl, saying, "This is math, not the law." Not the law. For when Paul writes to Timothy in that early Christian community, he writes that the focus cannot be on law, that we are not to be defined solely by law. Paul gives Timothy instruction that the community is to be a people of love. That comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Not lose the gospel of Jesus. To build up a community, a society of love and support. That the good news is to transform lives. Lives then that have outward signs expressing love in a living reality. To encourage, to think through and live out what is attractive, what is appealing. For Paul understands that laws have the potential to bring out the very worst in us. From his own personal experiences, his own story. For he was motivated by the law. As a persecution of others, as a persecution of that early church. And he recognizes and says of himself that he was the foremost, the chief sinner. And says, I had acted ignorantly. He had been uninformed. He had acted without understanding. And recognize what a danger that is. To act out of ignorance. It's a question posed to us as well. When we're encouraged to take a stance or a position, how important it is to be informed. What is the motivation? Ask the question, why? Paul thought he was preparing for the day of God by his actions, by his persecution, by following these laws, before realizing what had been shared by Jesus, the day of God had already arrived. As a recipient of God's saving grace, that nobody was beyond God's loving reach.